This is Vatican News. Kumasai bishops wrapped up their autumn assembly meeting on Friday, promising to monitor the work of the new EU Commission and its aims to tackle climate change with consideration for the poor. Cardinal Jean-Claude Hollerich, president of the Commission of the Bishops' Conferences of the European Union, spoke to me about the just-ended meeting and the steps ahead. You were talking to me about the conversations you wanted to bring to the table during this assembly, including the need for an environmental conversion of Europe and your green programme. Did you manage to do that, and how did it go?
We did it. And we had four wonderful speakers from the World Climate Alliance, from Caritas, from CITSE, and from FAFSE for the families. And I must say that they all spoke with great professionality, with great competence, and with great enthusiasm. And the bishops got touched by their enthusiasm and by their competence. So it's clear that it's something we have to monitor in the action of the European Union and in the action of the next commission. So the next commission is very ambitious as far as climate is concerned. And we have to encourage them to maintain these high ambitions and in the same time to consider also the rest of the world, because sometimes it happens that in Europe, for instance, France's footprint has become smaller inside France but has become much bigger outside France for the industries and so on. So we have to watch that Europe should not be better on climate change and so on, but that the poor countries of this world will have to pay for it.
Cardinal, you were speaking of the need to make an examination of conscience and of how our consumeristic attitudes have a major impact on ecology. Do you think Europe is ready to make this ecological conversion? Is it taking your suggestions on board?
I think this ecological conversion has to start because it has to be a real conversion. It's not just the change of lifestyle, it has to come from the heart. And we have to live it first before we propose it. But in certain sense, it's very good because you have to make transitions. If we did all the things necessary for the climate, we would also risk to have a jobless rate which is much higher. So it has to be a transition so that new jobs can be created, that the new greener industry can develop. And this transition, I think, is very important, that not the poor people are those who have to pay the bill at the end.
I imagine your hopes lie in the young generations.
The cry of the young generations is very strong in my ear. So you know that I love young people. I pass a lot of time with young people. And if we cannot listen to their voice, we become very egoistic old people who do not care for their own children.
That was Cardinal Jean-Claude Hollerich, president of the Commission of the Bishops' Conferences of the European Union.